Well, I think your black squirrel or the red fox squirrel should be the largest.
The gray squirrel's the small
squirrel? I would think so.
What about something kind of like a squirrel, a little thing, kind of like a squirrel? It's got little stripes down its back.
A rat?
I see. Do you ever hear a chipmunk or ground squirrel?
Yeah.
I've never been around any or seen any.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear?
They got people put them in the cage.
I've heard of a ground squirrel.
I mean, some people keep them in cages. Hmm. I've seen them.
They have that around?
For pets.
Mm-mm. Not ordinarily.
Not around here, but I mean, you know, off somewhere where you went. You know, people have them in cages and stuff like that.
Hmm. What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
Sagaly, trout, bass.
What's the sag?
Sagaly? All I know is a little scale fish.
Perch.
Mm-hmm.
Perch.
Catfish.
It's a tiny scale fish. Mm-hmm. Then you have a catfish.
Are they're pretty strict laws? Huh?
Goose.
Uh-huh. That's about like bigger than a catfish, isn't it?
A goo?
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
They're pretty strict laws, aren't there, about when to catch certain fish and things?
Well, I think Sackley is strictly against the law.
To catch the Sackley?
I'm sure it is.
Why?
I mean, if you catch them, you have to throw them back.
Because
if you,
but I know it's
no. I think you can.
Is.
I think you can have so many
you
of them.
Have a,
but there's a certain number, you know, say 20. 25 that you can have. I don't know the exact number, but there's so many Sackley that you can have.
You got to have so many inches long too.
There's probably a law on the size you should have.
The size.
Do people break those laws much?
Well, you have a few outlaws everywhere you go. You know, people
all over
gone.
The world.
But in general, you know, people think anything of their reputation or so forth.
Yeah.
Well, they're not gonna want to get caught, so they're not gonna fool with this.
I was just wondering, because this someone told me, you know, around Bio Pigeon, they said, I have a hard time getting people to talk to me. And they said, you better not ask any personal questions, you know. And I said, well, you know, I wasn't going to be asking any personal questions, but they said, well, you better not ask them what they do for a living. You know, and he wouldn't tell me why not to ask them. But the only thing I could think of was maybe they thought, you know, like the game warden or something trying to, you know, check up on people fishing or hunting out of season.
Well, they ought not to be doing this in the first place. And then they'd have no fear. I mean, that's the way I feel. That's my opinion.
That's not around this area. And people wouldn't be real suspicious of, you know, people asking them about fishing or something.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, for instance, myself, I don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know, I don't mind telling.
Yeah. I just wonder, because that sounded funny, you know, that they would be that suspicious of people.
Well, I think if you have a reason, you're suspicious.
They have their reasons, you
know. You
know, I mean, like today, you can't trust nobody in this world today, the way the world is today. I mean, it could be something. They might be, you know, they might be think you checking up on some of their relatives or something like that. You know what I mean? And they don't care about answering the questions. I mean, they don't want to hurt nobody else, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can cause enemies like that and they will find out, you know, if you said anything you're in the business, it could be bad on you.
It
I mean, that's all over the world like that.
Many bad things happen around here that make people suspicious or anything?
I don't understand.
Have they had much trouble around here from strangers and people?
Well, there's different surveys. I mean, just in 2 weeks, I've had two call me on the phone. One was a church survey, and one was a veteran survey.